I don't want to go over there, but I really don't want to go all the way over there either. I want to be with God, but yet I want to be with all of my friends that are involving themselves in things that Christians shouldn't involve themselves in. And we think neutrality is a place that we can stay. If we stay neutral, we've made our decision. Might as well go, because we've made our decision. God will not allow us to remain neutral, to stay neutral. We can't, very rarely can we ever do that and stay in between something. You've got to go to one side or the other. My father, when I was growing up, I can remember him playing on several softball teams. He loved to play softball. And so I can remember traveling around and going with him to softball games, and he played in two different leagues. And then one year, those two different leagues decided to have a tournament together. And guess what happened? Dad's got to make a choice. Do you play with this team that you've been playing with all year, or this team that you've also been playing with all year? At some point, a decision has to be made. Now, again, while those two leagues are separate, it's okay, you know. But even then, sometimes, well, they play on the same night. A decision has to be made. You've got to go one place or the other. As Christians, it is no different. We are going to have to make a decision, and by staying neutral, we make a decision, right? So if Dad decides to stay neutral from those two softball teams, guess what? He doesn't play. He doesn't get to play. It's a decision. That decision is made. By trying to stay neutral, he doesn't get to play. And again, as Christians, in trying to stay neutral, we have made our decision. God will always do his part to keep us from this kind of destruction, the kind of destruction we talked about last night with the entire world, the kind of destruction that we talked about tonight with Sodom and Gomorrah. The way that he's going to do that is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus came, he died, and he rose again so that we have a hope of eternal life one day with him. Are we using that message? Are we hesitating to do what God wants us to do? Are we allowing God's word to move us where it needs to go? Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. The question is asked, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Some people look at that and think that there's not an answer to those questions. I'm here to tell you tonight that there is an answer to those questions. There is something that can separate you from the love of Christ. And that's you. Now, that doesn't mean that God stops loving you. But we can separate ourselves from God. We can separate ourselves from his love. Think about a child that we talked about as we began this series. Talk about that 18-year-old that says, I can't wait till I'm 18 so that I can move out of this house. Well, that child has separated himself from the rules and regulations of the house, and they're out on their own. Parents still love them? Of course they do. You think God still loves you when you're deep in sin? Of course he does. But he wants you out. None of those things will be able to separate. Only you can walk away from God. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, we encourage you to walk toward God tonight. Become a child of God by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Walk toward God. You know, we're told that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But guess what a blessing it is to walk there. We don't want to fall, but to walk into his hands, what a blessing. Remember, and anybody who's in construction will probably know what I'm talking about. The guy I worked for used to call it the one-inch drop of death. When we're up six, seven scaffolds high and you're standing on planks that are kind of overlapped, and you're walking backwards, and you just take that 1-inch drop onto the next board, your heart drops out into your stomach. You think you're a goner. You think you're done. But when you turn around and just walk over it, it's no big deal. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But what a blessing to walk into His arms, become a child of His by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. All things are ready. We can immerse you tonight in baptism and allow you to walk out of here tonight with your sins washed away. If you're here tonight and you are a child of God, maybe hasn't been doing the things that you're supposed to do, maybe been hesitating more than you should, you have time and opportunity to make that right with your God, your Creator, tonight. He is ready, He is willing to forgive you, and He will do that. We're here to pray with you, we're here to pray for you, and we encourage you to do that tonight. If you're subject to God's call in any way, please come to the front while we stand and while we sing.